Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, it's that time. We are back for another episode with yours, please. Mr. Naz, and of course, my partner in crime, the one and only, Miss Lady J. We are back in the building once again. I want to welcome everyone to the Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. It's yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course, my lovely, lovely, and one and only co-host, Miss Lady J. She's running behind schedule a little bit, but she'll be on tonight. But tonight's topic is going to be pretty cool. So we want you to just sit back and relax and just be part of the ride. Tonight's topic, she said, let's go into how do you want it. I'm going to leave that up to Lady J and see how she's going to get down that one. So it's going to be interesting. So a couple of listeners, I've got a couple of texts and a couple of emails early today. You know, first of all, shout out to everybody in the Northeast area, Jersey, New York, Boston. It's been crazy. The weather's been crazy. That's all I can say. We're about to get hit with some more snow, but hopefully we can kind of make this hump day a little bit more relaxing for you. So without no further ado, we're going to go into our first set, and then right from there, after our first set, we should have Lady J back in the building. Once again, you listen to the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with your truly, Mr. Naz. And Lady J, this is what we do every Wednesday. And when we come back after the first break, we're going to go into that topic. How do you want it? And it's a wide open topic. So once again, welcome to New Jersey, Philadelphia, Georgia, ATL, of course, L.A., can't forget about Kansas, and of course Ohio now on the check-in. You know, this is just some of the things that we do. I believe I may have my co-host online now. Let's see. This is the one and only Lady J. Let me see. Yeah, I'm working the boards. I'm kind of multitasking everybody, so please bear with me. So I believe we have Lady J. If I can get her on deck, see what happens.
Hello.
You're live with the Relations Social. What's going on?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you? I'm sorry I'm late.
No excuses. Pop Rocks for you.
I'm queen of the Pop Rocks, so we'll talk about, well, actually, we can talk about that on this show.
Oh. Wait a minute. I was about to get into the first set, but being you here, I think what we can do is we can talk, kick it for about 10 minutes before we go to our first set. I kind of gave him a little prelude. So we talked about how do you want it, and I want to kind of leave that topic open for you to kind of explain to my listeners. Why did you pick that topic? Why did you pick that topic?
Because I just came back from vacation, for one. And I missed you guys last week, and let's give it up for Mr. Nas for holding it down last week. He was alone in his thoughts, but he was amazing. I popped in for all of 5 minutes to listen to the show, though, and my co-host did the damn thing. I love it. So big props to you. I was very proud. And other people were very proud. Yeah, because I got your little report card. So, yeah, other people were really, really
okay,
proud.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem. I wanted to talk about it because I just kind of, wanted to explore this other side. We always talk about, deeper things, and we talk about some surface things, but, we don't kind of get into it and how do you like it? How do you want it? How do you need it? What do you need? What do you like? What do you don't like? What do you want to try? What are you afraid of trying? Why are you afraid of trying it? So we're going to kind of tap into all of that, because the thing is that when you're in a relationship, a partnership, sometimes when you got that constant casual sex going on with the same person, it's about being able to say, let's do this and let's do that. And between two people, if you guys are on the same page, there's nothing that's truly forbidden. If you agree and I agree, we can get it. So we don't have to get caught up in labels. We don't have to get caught up in stigmatism. We should be able to say, this is how I need it. This is how I like it. Or I saw this and I think I want to try it. And there should be that level of comfortability to say, let me show you what I saw. Let me tell you what I read. Because, that damn 50 Shades of Grey has got women coming all out of their character, which is a beautiful thing because it just means that there's some things that are hidden that maybe we don't realize or maybe we're a little afraid to talk about and discuss or whatever the case may be. So we need to just kind of be able to have that open dialogue, that open forum, and say, let's get it. And this is how I like it.
So, you mentioned 50 Shades of Grey. I got to go into that a hot minute. I'm hearing mixed reviews about one. I didn't read the book, so anybody don't judge me. but my thing is, I'm hearing mixed messages. I heard it's like kind of borderline authorized domestic violence. I heard some crazy stuff that was going down with that 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, see, so I read the book. I read the book twice. I read the whole series twice. And this is where that whole labeling thing kind of comes in. It all depends on how open you are. BDSM has been around for a long, long time, and it was always very hidden. It was always very hush-hush. It was always considered deviant. And when this woman, E.L. James, wrote this book, she kind of tapped into it, but actually, believe it or not, on a softer side. And, if you're not open, you're not receptive to what you see and what you read and what you hear. So, again, what somebody says, it's borderline domestic violence, shit, I might like it in my aspect.
Wait a minute.
We're going to talk about that, too. that, you know, just because somebody likes it and someone else doesn't, they're not open to it, they've never experienced it, whatever, you know, who are we to say that it's right, it's wrong, it needs to be labeled, something's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it. What is our only lie say? Is that wrong with having relations?
And yeah, exactly.
And however you exactly want to have them is how you want to have them. It's not for anybody else to label and say it's right or it's wrong or, you know, it's kinky, it's this, it's that. Because what's kinky to you could be my norm. It could be my all the time. It could be my everyday. It could be how I need to get it all the time. But that's not kinky to me. So it all depends on where you're coming from and how you're looking at it. And again, when you're not open to something, when you're not exposed to something, it's real easy to put a label on it and say, you know, oh, that's nasty, or they did this, or they did that, you know. And especially for my women, you know, we as women, we live in an age now where we should have absolutely no sexual hang-up. We should be really okay with saying, I like this, I like that, I don't like this, I don't like that. You should be able to tell your partner, you know, when you touch me like this, I need you to do this too. Or when you touch me like that, I don't like that. That shit don't work for me. But if you maybe do this or do that, then guess what? It's okay. Because for one, and I say it all the time, you know, our partners don't have a crystal ball. So, you know, and as they're learning you and you guys are getting to know each other, you know, it's okay to say something. Don't leave it for them to figure out. But yet again, too, you know, I'm always big on pay attention to your partner's body language. Pay attention to your partner's moans and groans and sighs. And, you know, kind of look around to see if somebody's gripping the sheet or if their toes are curled. You know, if they've got that look of ecstasy on their face, you know, you kind of got to pay attention and learn their love language. That's, you know, we've been talking about that at work. You know, there's a book called The Love Language. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are really into trying to get this book and read this book. And once I do, I would love to share it on the show. But it's really okay to like what you like. And, you know, it's important for us, especially if we want a good, healthy sexual relationship with our partners. You know, it's important to really be in tune to what your partner likes. And it's got to be okay in order to tell your partner how you like it. Like, I really think that as time goes on and we learn to figure out what we like, because sometimes that's the thing, too. Sometimes we don't know what we like.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we've done, and it's like, okay, I like that because that's all I've ever done. But there's so much more to sex and intimacy that, you know, it's only limited by how you limit it. So if you put limitations on it, then it's going to be limited. It's only going to be missionary on Tuesday, doggy style on Thursday, you know, from on the side on Saturday. That's all you're going to ever have. You know,
hey, at least you got a pattern. At least you got a schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
it's
nothing wrong with a schedule.
No. We need to add something. First of all, we need to add some more days. And then after we add some more days, we need to add some more things. You know, and now don't get me wrong. I am not sitting here saying the person who has the Monday, Thursday, Saturday schedule that they're not content and they're not happy. If that works for you, that's a beautiful thing. But isn't there just the slightest bit of curiosity as to what something else would be on Friday or how, you know, it could be really good on Tuesday? And if you were kissed here and touched there and stroked here and maybe blindfolded so that you could only feel and not see, you know, just relying on your sense of touch, do you know how intense that could be? There's that whole sense of curiosity and opening the door. And with this book, making it full circle with the 50 Shades of Grey, that's what she did. She opened up sort of sort of like, I don't want to call it a Pandora's box because it's not all bad, but she opened up that sense of, you know what, maybe I could like this. And she took what was normally considered kinky behavior and deviant behavior and romanticized it and made it okay and made it beautiful and made a relationship come out of it. So, I mean, like I say, it's all in the interpretation. It's all into what you're open to. You know, we're going to talk about why we're not open, why we're not okay with certain things. Why is it that, you know, if society says it's nasty and it's wrong, we automatically say, oh, it's nasty, it's wrong. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because guess what? When society is telling you that what you're doing and what you're liking is wrong and you stop doing it and you stop being happy, where's society going to be when your relationship falls apart because you can't get what you need physically from your partner? Society going to be like, oh, you should have gave that man or that woman what they needed. So we can't afford to get caught up in the stigmas and in the labels and what I call in the bullshit. You know, it's just too much and it's not fair, you know, that we allow society and gender roles to dictate what we do and how we do it in the privacy of our own homes, cars, clubs, bathrooms. You know where I'm going with this. You see where I'm going. the park, the picnic grounds, you know, wherever. You know, there are some people who have fetishes and like getting it in outdoors. Guess what? As long as you're not offending anybody else, get it in. Get it in, you know, find your private little area and do you.
You know what? That, you know, you're gonna hold that thought right there because I got a text because we're gonna get some lessons after the first break and we're gonna talk about that question. It's an open ended question. How do you want it? And we're gonna present some resolutions
to
some
people.
So you know what? Let's go into this first set, and I'll talk to you behind the scenes.
Okay.
You get over here. You want to get on the timeout? Let's go.
When you get all that man and release all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting, whoo, might make your head blow off.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relations, the Internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
Good love. been a long time since we've been here face to face.
Yes, yes, we are back. We are back for another episode of the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. Now, you heard some changing faces. let me gather myself. I have a soft spot. Now listen, but I have a soft spot for changing faces. They're one of the baddest. They're one of the most sensual groups from the 90s.
I love them. Come on back. I'm gonna do you like you do me. Come on back. Yeah.
Yeah. No, all right. Good. I got my lip gloss on and I'm just saying.
I got my lip gloss and I got a candle burning.
I got the baby oil and baby wipes.
So tell me how you like it, Daddy.
But it always was about the show. Back to the show. All right, change your faces, and we had some Joe. If you lose her, I mean, when I heard those combination songs, it was just a real sensuous flow. So it was just a great flow. But listen, let's get into the topic.
Jumping in with both feet. I am a person who believes, without putting all my business in the street, that, you know, your sexual relationship, you know, no matter how deep it is, you know, whether you're in a long-term relationship, whether you're starting out in a relationship and you've got to the point where you're physical with each other, I mean, and let's just keep it 100, as they say, you know, there are a lot of casual sex relationships. Hopefully we're protecting ourselves. But when you're engaging in any of these and you're enjoying yourself sexually, that's the key thing. It needs to be enjoyable. It needs to be entertaining. It needs to be a release. It needs to feel good. I mean, the whole idea behind sex besides procreation and to make babies, it should feel good. It should never be something that you're just doing to be doing it. If you're going to engage in it, you should enjoy it. And I'm really big on the fact that if you have a certain desire or a certain fetish, as they like to put labels on it, I don't. If you have a certain thing that gets you off, you should be able to tell your partner, when you put your finger here, and you kiss me here, and you hold me there, and you spank me here, when you on a downstroke or an upstroke, or I'm up top and you're on the bottom, or however it goes, you should be able to do that. Because at the end of the day, like I always say, like we always say, you know, communication is key. Communication is really important. You know, that's the basis of every single show that we talk about, no matter how serious or how lighthearted, no matter if it's physical, emotional, communication is key. And if you're not able to communicate to your partner what you like, then you're having miserable sex. And who wants to have miserable sex? I'd rather not have any. Oh, gosh. I can't even fathom that. But, you know, it's really important to be able to say, you know, I need you to go down on me for 20 minutes in order for me to get off. And, you know, and whether you're saying that verbally or whether you're saying it through your gestures and your actions, it still needs to be said. Because, and I can only speak for me or, you know, some of the women I've talked to, if he's down there and he's doing what he does, and he's good at what he's doing. Yeah, I'm going in today. And he's doing what he's doing, and his tongue game is serious. And you are right there, and he comes up, where you going? Where you going? Because I need that extra 10 minutes. And if your pleasure is also my pleasure, then him giving me or her giving her that extra 10 minutes is not going to be an issue. Because the other thing is, not only do we want to get off for ourselves, but we want our partners to get off. You know, I love being able to give my partner pleasure. Like, that gets me off. So getting him off gets me off. And, you know, whatever or however he likes it, that's what I do. And not just because that's what he wants, but that works for me too. And that's what's important. You know, I keep saying that, you know, sex is a give and take. It really is. And you can't have somebody who's always giving, and you can't have somebody who's always taking. Because somewhere along the line, I'm going to need to give, and I'm going to need to get. So if I'm not getting it in this relationship, whatever kind it is that I currently have, then I'm going to go and get it or give it someplace else. And that's what we want to avoid.
Damn.
And that's why we want to, it's the truth. And I'm speaking from as a woman. I'm not going to sit here and act all prissy and act as if I won't. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I would. So it's important to be able to say to your partner or express to your partner, you know, I need this, and this is how I need it. You know, and sometimes we try new things without saying a word. You know, that first time, you know, he hit me from the back, that ass is jiggling, pow, and he smacks your ass. You're going to have one of two reactions. And you're going to turn around and say,
I'm just saying, but what if you're like, you're strong, you do it, and you're like, wow, I think my leg went numb. It hurt.
Then you say to him or her or whomever, I don't like that. That doesn't work for me. And, you know, depending upon where you are in the stage of your relationship, you can actually have that conversation while we still in mid-stroke. Yo, hey, don't do that. You know, let's just keep doing what we're doing, but don't do that. Or it's going to be a reaction of, ugh, and you're going to realize you like it. You know, it's about... Oh, okay, I liked it. It's about being open to something big. Yeah, I was wondering when you were going to catch that.
I caught it. I'm just sitting there taking notes.
You know, it's about being open to some new things. You know, creativity is everywhere in every aspect of our lives, and even in the bedroom or the bathroom or the couch or the car or wherever we're doing it.
Now, I have a question. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I'm gonna play the other side of the coin. No, not that other side. Let me just say, I'm a heterosexual male.
I got it.
To each his own. I'm just real talk. Now, what if you're with your spouse? I mean, you know, he or she does something. And, you know, I just want everybody to understand, this show, we don't just talk to the male and females. We talk to whether you're gender.
Partners. It doesn't matter. Exactly.
Because that's what this show is about. It's relations. So we don't believe in, you know, isolate anybody else. We have our own personal preference. That's us. So I just put that disclaimer out for everybody. But what if your partner doing something and your partner doing something in a way you'd be like, hold up, this is totally, I mean, it kind of freaks you out. I mean, let me just be honest. Like, let's say some men. All right. There was a conversation that was brought up in one of our other shows that we are one of our sister shows. And the man kind of was kind of, you know, I guess, yeah, she, she did something with his finger. It went somewhere and he was digging it. Now.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I mean, 2 weeks
okay.
is old.
Now, and see, when you say, you truly have to mean it. And the thing is, and I know where you're going. And you know what? It is all about preference. But I, you know me, statistically speaking, I always got some research to back up what I say. Ironically, from research, that is one of the most sensuous areas on a man.
Oh no,
and
no!
Yes,
I
it
bet
is.
Different.
Yes,
do
yes.
I,
let
do,
me.
Do I have to,
okay.
Listen,
I'm about to jump in with both feet. I don't care, but that's for you. That's for you. But it is actually.
I'm sorry. That was a
research. It has been researched that it is one of the most sensuous, excitable areas for a man. And that if a man can get past the quote unquote hang up of what it would make him be or not be, that he can actually achieve an amazing orgasm. There is a move called milking the prostate. Now, I'm gonna tell you how you do it.
My man Brick City 911 just hit me on an email. He's like, he got what signs going across the whole board at least 50 times.
I'm sorry, boo, but I'm just telling you, it's research. And there's a move called.
Who's the research?
Okay. I will tell you a little about myself. When I was in college and I decided I wanted to take psychology, I wanted to become a sex therapist. So I read everything that Masters and Johnson ever put out there. And when I tell you they mm-hmm. have researched sex, sexual intercourse from every possible angle there is, they have. And when you do any kind of research, there is data that is collected. And, you know, whether it's because of their hook. Now, mind you, when you're a surrogate and you're working, you're doing this research, you're hooked up to all kinds of wires and things like that. It monitors brain activity. It monitors heart rate. So when you're excited, your heart rate goes up. Your brain activity changes. And, of course, there's visual observation. So they have done research.
Hold up. Tell me, is it live? I mean, you're hooking you up while it's happening?
Yes.
How else are they going to get the research? I'm done.
Do you know there was a lab?
Mm-hmm. I'm flabbergasted. I swear to God, I am.
I can make you more flabbergasted. We haven't even touched.
You mean
the
to tell me there's an actual lab? A lab that's gonna hook some things up to you. They're getting sexual with some interns watching you with lab coats on. While somebody's jamming parts in you that shouldn't be legal, and they're watching your heart rate go, I'm done.
It's all in the name of science, and it's all in the name of sex, and it's all in the name of it being okay. And when I tell you that I am an out the box thinker, I wanted to be a surrogate for Masters and Johnson, but that's another show.
Hold up, you mean tell you was gonna get up there and get your freaky on in front of a bunch of scientists?
Well, let me tell you something. I believe that everybody
you
has
are a
box.
Freak,
and you act like I'm offended. You act as if I should be offended. I understand who I am, and I'm really okay.
I thought I knew you.
You have no clue. I just told you about Pop Rocks. You don't know me.
Listen, another show.
Exactly.
Pop Rocks later.
With all of that, no, we're going to talk about Pop Rocks before we leave this show tonight. But what I'm getting at is, you know, it's different flows for different people, and it's okay. It is, again, what society says. No, it's not okay. You know, look, if you like me to stroke, if you want me to stroke in or around your ass, then
that's okay. It gets you off. It's no harm, no foul. I'm not going to look at my man any differently. It's just, it's a sensitive area, you know. But what I find interesting is the flip side of all of this is all of these things can be done to a woman, and it's okay. It is perfectly okay. Conversation I had today, I don't have a problem. I don't see what the problem is, and I guess this is why I am just so open-minded. You know, a lot of men love to have oral sex performed on them, and they like to, I'm going to use a clinical term, they like to ejaculate in a woman's mouth or their partner's mouth, but will not kiss her or kiss their partner afterwards. Why? That's your shit. That's your shit.
Because they feel guilty.
No, they don't feel guilty. They think it's nasty. So get the hell out of here. They feel guilty. Kiss my ass.
Because they're getting some of their secretions back in their mouth.
Exactly. But why is it also sexy that when they go down, and this is in a heterosexual relationship, why is it that when they go down on a woman and they want to kiss her, and that shit is also sexy? We see that everywhere. What's the problem? What makes you think I necessarily want to taste me? Not that I care. But you guys, please don't look at me different. I love you.
People are going to see you. They're like, well, my.
I know. She looks like such a school teacher. Well, yeah, they say be careful of the ones who wear glasses. I've been wearing glasses a long time.
The teacher fantasy here, that's my chalkboard, baby.
Yes. And you know what? And that's another thing. You know, we people are afraid to tell other people their fantasies because they're going to be judged. They think they're going to be judged. You know what? Tell me what you like. Tell me, because if I can make that fantasy come true for you, I would like to do that. As your partner, you know, you want to give your partner the very, very best experiences that you can give them without them ever having to go someplace else to get those experiences. So it's okay to tell your partner. Now, again, you got to know your partner. If your partner is maybe not as secure as they should be in the relationship, you know, you may not want to tell them that you want to have sex in a room full of people with everybody watching, you know, or you may not tell them that, you know, you fantasize of having a threesome with them and someone else or maybe their best friend or something like that. But it is getting so it's just a fantasy.
Wait a minute.
That's enough. That's an after midnight show. We're going to have to get an after midnight show to talk about that one. But,
You know what? What we're going to do. You know what, Jack? I'm listening to you. I got like three texts as we're talking. I got three texts and I got a couple emails. First of all, they're loving the content right now.
Cool.
Someone just challenged you for the extreme show, we call it. We're going to do an extreme show in the near future. We're going to talk about, we're going to go really down and dirty. We may have to actually do this show late. It will have to be a late show because, if we do the down and dirty show, we're gonna get very graphic on that show.
Yes,
you know, and that's going to be graphic. So look out for that. You know, not only how do you want it, how you going to get it. It's going to be on, but that's another show. But anyway,
Can we do that tomorrow?
You know what? Wait a minute. All right. I got California online. My man, listen. He got me. He sent me an email. I'm gonna be talking to you off the line. I've been waiting for you to call me back. But anyway, tonight's show is How Do You Want It? Lady J is going in on the open discussion of being honest in communication. We've always said that's the foundation of anything you do, whether it's a new relationship, trying to get to know someone. Just you have to have that dialogue of what do you want sensually or pleasure-wise, you have to be upfront about it, because you're not going to get pleased unless you say something. And also, you said something about watching the body language. Now, we're going to go to the next segment, Lady J, and I want to come back. I want you to kind of dive into paying attention to the body language. We do a lot of talking, but sometimes some men and women don't understand what to look for, not just the moaning. You'd be surprised. So there's actually people out here who's not big moaners in sexual escapades. But they may do something. They may breathe a little different.
Absolutely.
They may
absolutely
grasp you. And they may become strong as hell at certain moments. Like, hold up, I didn't hear this. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and make sure it ain't pain either. So I'm
just
saying.
Well, hey, wait a minute. There's some pleasure in pain, but we'll talk about that too.
You know what? Wait a second. But with no further ado, let's go into the next segment. Let's come back, you know, after, you know, maybe about 8 minutes, give and take. And we'll come back to this topic. How do you want it? You know, we're going to have an open discussion about pay attention to body language. Body language. For me personally, eyes. Whether your eyes are closed or whether they open, I can read eyes. Whether they're
absolutely
flickering, whether the eyebrows are
jumping. Because I can tell when they roll back in your head, too. Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm
you see
always
that
going, I'm always going for the eyes rolling in your head. Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about it. So once again, let's go to the next segment.
You are now in the Relationship Slow Jam Mixtape Show on Shadow World Radio.
Like
You are listening to Relations, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
Somebody, Miss Tony, not Tony, I'm sorry, Miss Tamar Braxton. Yes. And Future was featured. And of course, you had the legendary Miss Melissa Morgan, Do Me Baby. Well, let me tell you something. When that song came out, I was doing things I should. Let me tell you something. That damn song was on. Playback. I put the record back on. Oh man, it was gangster. I mean, that's how it was going down. It was gangster. I'm talking about ripping. You know what? Let me shut up.
Wait, how you say? Wait a minute.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna put this one little tidbit up there, and I'm gonna keep it moving from that point. I've been known to be challenged to rip clothes off and do what I do.
Oh.
I got challenged twice in my life. Straight up, I'm talking about rip off. But the thing about it, men, ladies and gentlemen, men, if you do that, have a fresh outfit ready for her. Something nice and you picked out. So you're like, boom, I ripped this off you. Here you go. Nothing ugly. I mean, you got to spend some money on it. But, you know, I'm just saying the report. That's how I got down at times. That's it.
And I thought I knew.
I'm not talking about. No. It wasn't about no buttons. It wasn't buttons. Are you kidding me?
Who's got time for
buttons? Rip.
Who's got time for
buttons? I'm talking about. If you gangster when you're ripping jeans, I'm ripping jeans off.
Damn it, man.
Straight up. Pushing against the wall. And it's,
yes!
It's
hey, daddy. Oh, sorry, I'm back.
Yes. I'm just saying, that Do Me Baby song took me there. I'm sorry.
Okay, but now I'm going to tell you.
It took me there, I mean.
I saw the original Gun by Prince when I was 15 years old at a theater in Passaic where he had a bag come out of the stage. Do you know what an impression that left on me at 15 years old? I'm going to just say
it led to who you are now.
That's part of the reason why I am who I am.
But you know,
Prince
it's crazy
has a way
because
of saying some stuff and doing some stuff, and I am a huge fan, and that's all I'm gonna say about that.
For those just tuning in, you're listening to the Relation Slow Jams, an adult talk show. Tonight's topic is how do you want it, ladies?
Hey,
let me tell you something. I've heard from my lady, I've heard from other women talking about it. Ain't nothing more sensual in a moment. I mean, not braggadocious, but when a man can ask you how do you want it, or do you like this? You know, ask the question. Ask. Now, there's some gangster women out there who said I don't like it at all. Shut up and keep moving. Shut up, you talk too much. Shut up.
You know what?
This ain't Romeo and Juliet. This is not a fellow.
That's what's going to put us right. I do not need a Shakespearean soliloquy. I just need you to.
Don't mess it up, fellas. Don't mess it up, fellas. Don't ask too many questions. Sometimes is enough. And
timing is everything. Timing on everything is everything. You got to know when to talk, when not to talk. You got to know when to do certain actions and when not to do certain actions. When you smack her ass, that usually needs to be on a downstroke so that she can feel you inside of her and doesn't necessarily take, you know, pay attention to the sting of that smack on her ass. When you grab her by her throat, is she really okay with that? That needs to be at the onset of her orgasm so she can just go over the moon with that. But we're going to save the rest of that for our
extreme stuff. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Wait, back of the throat, but wait a minute.
Yeah, I mean,
choking.
Everybody's a little different, so, you know, but choking is an amazing thing if done correctly and with the right person. That's not some old random shit you do with some random person. But,
hell no.
From what I heard, because, you know, I heard just from what
you
I heard.
What? You know what? Coughing too damn much. Listen, don't be telling everybody the business.
I ain't got no shame who I am. I own my own shit. I really do. But with that, we're going to transcend and we're going to talk about body language.
Yeah, let's help some people. Now, granted, just claim, let me not say professional. I don't think professionals are professionals. I think everybody's different, and everyone responds different. What you read in a book, or you may see on TV, or you may have read the 50 Shades of Black, Blue, and Gray, or whatever the hell you want to call it. Every person is different. So stop. I mean, I'm gonna say this. I have to say this. I mean, I know you're gonna do what you do, Jackie, but I gotta say this. Stop looking at some movies or adult entertainment on video, you think that you can replicate it and it will work for you.
And somebody wind up in the hospital.
Yeah, in those movies, you know how many context it is? You know how much splicing is going on? My man may have went for a minute or two, but it seemed longer.
Let me tell you something.
You know, this woman,
if you sit down,
stop it.
If you watch a porn movie long enough, if you can sit down and tolerate it long enough, you will notice the same scene happens over and over and over. And I'm like, wait a minute, they was just standing by the fireplace. Then they moved over to the chair. But then they moved back to the fireplace. You know, I don't think that it is a blueprint of what your sexual relationship should be like, not by any means.
I don't
think that it should be how you gauge whether or not you are good enough for your man or good enough for your woman. You know, that definitely is not. These people get paid to be in all types of positions and situations, and that is not what you should measure yourself against. Now, if you're watching amateur porn, where it's just a regular person like you and me, and that's a little different. You know, they're just doing what they do. And then, you know, it gives you some ideas. And that's what it's all about. It's about being open to ideas and trying something new and trying something different. And if it's something you've already done before, being able to say, you know, I like it like this. Can we try it like this? Can we do it like this? And I'm going to tell you, you know, I swear that somewhere in my past life, I was a man, because my ego is huge like a dude. And, you know, it is really important for me to please my partner and to get that pat on the head. Like, that's the best shit I've ever had. I know. And, you know,
what about a
so,
high five or a dip?
Give me that. That works for me. Be like, you the baddest. Yeah, I know. You know, I'm gonna do the Bruce Lee thing, and I'm gonna just kind of swipe my nose with my thumb. But you know, it's important. It is important to me.
Chest bumps. Yes.
Chest bumps are pretty good during sex, because 9 times out of 10 we gonna watch them doing it again anyway. We bump his chest anyway. So it's a win-win. it's really about, you know, being able to just say, I need this. And, you know, like I said, sometimes when we pay attention to our partner's body language, that lets us know that, first of all, what we're doing is okay. And then also, too, what you may want to try next, that might be a segue. Because when your partner is, when you notice that your partner is really into, like we said, you know, the eyes, the moaning, the gripping of the sheets, the curling of the toes, the grabbing of your head, the nails in your back or stroking your back, or whatever the case may be, when you're paying attention to that, that means your partner is usually at a pleasure point. And that can be a great opportunity to introduce something new or to continue doing what you're doing because you know your partner really, really, really likes it. You know, so many times we're so quick to move from this thing to that thing to this thing to that thing, trying out our entire arsenal at one time to see what works. When if you just slow down and take a minute and run your tongue around the rim of his, or take your tongue and flick it around her, or take your hands and put it inside of, or rub this and touch that and grab this and hold that and grab that handful of hair or whatever the case may be, if you take your time doing that and wait a minute, you'll get a response. I promise you, you'll get a response. And it may a response that, okay, I don't like it, or it may be a response of, yes, do it again. Let me tell you something. When your partner, especially a woman, arches her back, 9 times out of 10, there's an orgasm that's about to come right behind that. And that means whatever you're doing at that moment, you need to make a mental note of, when I was 3 inches to the left side of her clit, she liked that. So that the next time you guys have that encounter, that's already a part of your repertoire, and then you find something new. And when you find out that that vein that runs underneath his dick is where he likes you to lick, then you need to make a mental note of that and say, okay, I know he likes this. Let me also try this, because at the end of the day, it is about, baby, how you want it. Now, you didn't even open your mouth and tell me, but because I took the time to pay attention, I know how you like it. I know how you want it. And then if you want to tell me something else, absolutely. And like you said, when you ask a woman or you ask a man, when we're caught up in the mix of, you like it like that? You like it like that? Yes. 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 Yeah. Oh, sorry. But yes, you know. And
But you can't sound ugly about it. You can't be ugly about it, or, you know, you can't
no.
just sound unsensual about it, because you can't be all like,
you like that girl, nah, nigga, get the hell off me, man. Whoa, get off of me. But I actually think, I'm just saying, I think that when we're truly caught up and it feels good, our tone is different. I know that a lot of times people say I sound like a 12-year-old girl. You know, I sound like a little girl. But when I am in the midst of, my voice drops an octave. It gets real soft. And it gets a little grovelly. And it's more like, yes, daddy. Yes, daddy. Yes, daddy. And that's kind of where I am. It gets real breathy. It's very different. So usually the tone is a lot softer. And when he asks you, is that how you like it? Like I said, it shouldn't be like, you like it like that. No, usually get right up in my ear and let you like it like that. Tell me you like it. Tell me you like it. Tell me you like, oh, okay, I like it.
I'm not putting out my speech. All I'm saying is that, I'm not gonna tell you if you like it. My thing is, you like it, a little brief, how you like it. Right there? All right.
Ooh,
what else? What else do you want?
Yes.
You
I want
asked
more
the
of that.
Question. What
do
you
it
want?
Again. Do that again.
You know, how about
I need
this?
You to do that again. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
You gotta keep the tone, fellas. When you talk, I mean, if you don't even don't have the deepest voice, just talk. Relax. Don't try to sound like something you're not. Just talk relaxed. And you know, for some fellas, I mean, I've heard this before. Comedy has helped some fellas in the bedroom. I don't know why.
Oh, you gotta be able to laugh.
Tweet your zone.
Oh, you gotta be. You
tweet
gotta.
Your zone.
If there's no
tweet
laughter
your zone.
In the bedroom, if there's laughter during. Oh, yes, we laugh. We laugh. You know, because some shit is funny. You know, if you try to flip over and that shit don't work out, that shit is funny. You gotta laugh.
Now, oh, okay, this is funny. I just got an email. I'm reading it now. And then my man out of Connecticut, he said, you know, it's hashtag I do this. He said, I may not be King Ding-a-ling, but I do my thing.
I know that's right. You got to work with what you got, fool. It ain't the size of the ship, but it's the flow of the ocean, baby. I know that's right.
Yo, shout out, Connecticut.
Yes, big up to Connecticut. Y'all better work it out.
I don't my thing, but I'm a King Dingling and I do my thing. I'm done. That's it.
But you know
but
what? And that's what it is, you know. And that's a big thing too, because when you are telling somebody how you want it or how you like it, you know, you have to have that sense of confidence. You have to come with your I don't want to say your A game, but you have to come with that sense of, okay, I'm okay in who I am. Not saying that I'm not open to learn, not saying I'm not open to try something new, but I'm okay with who I am. I'm okay with the skin I'm in. Like, you know what, I'm all right. And then that only leaves the door open to learn more things, to do more things, for us to, you know, have the experience when every time I come, you bite me, and it's okay. You know, it's just having that sense of, I'm really okay. And I think what people don't understand is over time, you grow into your sexuality. You grow with that confidence. You know, it. You know, a lot of people got that fake ass, punk ass, corny ass, I'm the shit. Yeah, you might have been the shit with Shaniqua,
yes.
But you come to Jackie, and I'm like, I'm going to be trying my, I got to balance my checkbook. I'm flipping the remote. Are you done yet? Because I got to go. And I ain't got no shame.
What, I mean... Now we talked about the talking, communication. We talked about the body language. Now,
mm-hmm.
We talked about how do you want it. When if it's a person, they, they're telling you, and they doing those parts, but what they're doing is not working for you. How do you communicate that back to them?
You show them how you want
it.
You show them. You, because the thing is that, and this is, and I'm so glad you brought that up because it is a two-way street. Now, you can, I can tell you, baby, when you do this, I need you to do this. And you do it. And it's still not right. Then at some point, I need to, quote, unquote, take the reins, and I may need to show you. So if it means I need to show you and you stand at the edge of the bed and you watching me do what I need to do to get off, then that's fine too. And see, a lot of times men are not okay with that. Or if it means that it's almost instructional and not research type instructional, but okay, baby, okay, wait, right there, I need you to be right there. Just move on just a little bit. Oh, damn, it's right there, right there. I need to be able to tell my partner, this is exactly how I want it. Because I can give you a general overview. I can be like, okay, when I'm getting ready to come, I need you to bite me. Well, I don't want you to take a chunk of skin out my back. You know, I need to tell you that I need little nips at my neck and on my face and on my shoulder and on my chest. And I need to be able to tell you, ow, that's too hard. Softer, daddy, softer. And you take that inch because as sweet as it sounds, it's still instruction. It is still instruction. I'm still giving you instruction on how to please me. And I have to be okay with being able to tell you, but you have to be okay with being able to receive it. It's a two-way street. And you can't let your ego, man, if we put some of our ego to the side during sex, sex would be the shit. Well, I mean, I put my ego to the side. I'm okay. You know, because some shit I know I am the shit at. And, you know, my ego is big. That whole thing with the pop rock.
You know what?
Yeah, but that's for the extreme show. Who said so? You know, but you have to kind of check your ego at the door, especially when you're getting into new sexual relationships. You kind of got to check your ego at the door because, again, what worked for the person, the 10 people before you, you know, may not work for this one person. You know, it's about putting your ego to the side and getting to know them and what they like, you know. And, again, it's about that confidence of being able to say, how do I communicate to him or to her what I need, what I want, how I like it. And you got to be strong enough and confident enough to say, you know, I need my legs on your shoulders, you know, I need, you know, and you need to be able to say to her, you know, I need you to put that arch in your back so I can get all of that. You know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You said that part. I'm glad you said that about, you know, saying what you like, you know, in the midst. Now, also, fellas and ladies, it's also about what you may have on before that could be attractive. But fellas, if a woman's wearing something that, you know, it's your spouse, you know, it's somebody you didn't know, if you're saying certain things to her, like, you know, I really like how you wear that, gets me in the mood. If you say that to her or your partner, I guarantee you they're going to remember that. So they know if they're trying to get your attention, they may not say the words, but they may wear that something similar, if not that same item, to gather your attention. That goes back to paying attention to detail. Because sometimes, you know, fellas, you'll see some of the women wearing something like, you know what? You wore these pair of jeans, or you wore this skirt with this pair of shoes, or you had this blouse on. Oh, man, it really got me, you know, horny. It got me there. She's gonna remember that. She, you know, she may not respond to you right away, but I guarantee you, it's a mental note. She's wearing that. Now, if she wears that same outfit when she goes out without you, and she's wearing the same outfit, you know, you need to be concerned. I'm just saying. but
not
let me not start
always.
The show, but that's another show.
Not always. Because I will tell you this. There are days that when I will wear something that he has said is sexy, but it's just because I'm feeling sexy that day, not because I'm going to do anything. And you know what? I'll put it on in the morning and strut my ass around you and let you see me. And you'll be like, oh, you feeling yourself today. I'll take care of that when you get home. That's the whole idea. I want you to think about what I got on all day, knowing that I'm feeling myself all day, and you promised that you was going to take care of that when I got home. It's the whole idea.
Now, what if he doesn't take care of that? What if he doesn't handle that business?
Where he going to live at?
Oh.
I'm just saying. Now that goes back to is maybe he forgot, or maybe, you know, he forgot that you got on your pretty panties and your pretty bra, and maybe he had a rough day, and you feeling some kind of way. Okay, you know, you sitting there, I'm going to let you watch your little show or whatever, but I'm about to come and straddle you and tell you, remember you promised that you was going to take care of that. Now I'm about to tell you how I like it. I'm about to tell you how I need it. I'm about to tell you I need it. I'm about to tell you I'm horny as fuck and I've been this way since this morning. You better take care.
Wait a minute.
Well,
sexy fellas, you see, if she looks extraordinary and sexy, tell her and follow through. Fellas.
Important.
Because
it's
if
important.
You tell her that, that means you put it on the table. You told her how you like it, when she dressed. You complimented her, and she's acknowledged, like, you know, you like this. You're like, yeah, I like that. I like you wear that. And she comes back, and she's still in that same mood, if not a little bit more intense.
Hell yeah, I've been thinking about that all day.
Like, and you know what? You know, I'm glad you said that, fellas, ladies. If you've been thinking about her all day, say that. Don't hold it in. Say that. Tell him, listen, I'm going to think about you all day.
Let me send this text message. Hold on. let me send this out. Y'all keep talking. I talked to a friend of mine, and I said to him, you know, would you ever let your woman blindfold you? No. I need to see what's going on. Okay, this is a woman. Y'all been together for like 7 years. You don't trust her? Why not? I didn't say blindfold you and tie you up. I just said blindfold you, you know, and it was very apprehensive of not knowing and not seeing and not being in control. And, you know, that is one of the reasons why, you know, BDSM is very popular. It is about control and giving up that control, especially when you're submissive. And it can be one of the most gratifying, satisfying experiences you can ever have when you relinquish that control and give it to your partner. It can be physically and emotionally, it can be amazing. So don't be so quick to say, oh, no, I wouldn't let you blindfold me. This is a person that, you know, you have a relationship with, that you trust, you know, supposedly that you trust. Why not? You know, and then just lend yourself to the fact that you can't see what's happening and somebody else is in control of your pleasure. It's okay. It's okay. Now, you know, I can see bringing a little apprehension about saying, would you let your partner tie you up? Even though that's okay, too, because it's supposedly a trust factor. You know, I trust you enough that you won't hurt me. So a lot of the things that people kind of turn their nose up at as far as, you know, what other people enjoy as sex, it's beyond just the physical. It is the emotional. It says where you are in your relationship, partnership, friendship, because I can't sit here and say that I'm going to let some random person tell, I don't know you, hell no. But if somebody that I have
That's
a relationship
right.
with, then yes, the because I trust you not to hurt me. I trust that you would, you know, only do things to bring me pleasure, to bring me joy. And if these are the games that we're playing in our bedroom, then it's okay. It's okay. You know, like I said, it's not for everybody, but try a little something different, you know, and don't be so quick to when your partner says, well, honey, let's like, let's do this, because either A, it's something that they've done before and they like it and they want to experience it with you because you mean so much to them, or B, it's something that has piqued their curiosity, you know, and you know what they say, curiosity killed a cat. Satisfaction brought them back. Satisfy me. Satisfy me.
That's
and
right.
I promise to satisfy you back. So.
So I had a moment. Sorry.
Come on back.
You know, for those who's tuning in, once again, you listen to Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. How Do You Want It is the topic tonight. We have discussed about everything from the communication aspect. We talked about the watching the physical communication between you and your partners. We talked about, oh my God, we've talked about just getting in tune with your partner and telling them what you like and you dislike. Being open, being very open. I mean, because like the topic alone is open-ended topic that can go on and on and on, because how do you want covers so many facets. So many. And you have to
I want to throw something else out there, and this is on the physical aspect. Nobody loves you like you love you. Nobody knows your body like you know your body. And, you know, a lot of us have hang-ups about self-pleasure.
I don't see why.
But never have, first of all, it's yours, you can touch it, it's really okay. It really is okay because it's yours until you die. But an experience to have is to, in order sometimes to show your partner exactly what you need, they may need to sit on the edge of the bed and watch you love you. And it's okay. It is okay. And not only is it okay, that shit is kind of sexy. You know, if you open your mind and be okay with it, it's really kind of sexy. Because, and also, too, it's very educational, because, you know, if you've been kind of stimulating her this way or stimulating him this way, and you see how they stimulate themselves, then you can see that, okay, I need to kind of do this from a different angle, and I can get the same result that she can give or he can give to himself. You need to learn your partner's body, and what better way to do it sexually than to watch your partner love themselves. And again, that shit's really sexy. You know, I'm just putting that out there. But, you know, you can also take it for the educational value, because there's education in everything. Hello.
It has come to that time. I'm sorry. It has come to that time. But let me. When I say come, let me rephrase that.
Ooh,
it is at that time that we have to.
C-O-M-E, not C-U-M.
We're at the time where we have to do our final. It's been an awesome show, and stop talking like that. We on the air.
I want to stay. Just one more.
He's starting trouble. My. But we're gonna do closing remarks. Oh my God.
I had to let that one out. Yes, let it go, Daddy. Don't hold that. Let me get that for you.
I'll do mine first.
Okay.
I'll save the best for last.
Thank you. Thank you, Daddy.
Well, first of all, you know, I got to say this much. Communication, I know we talk about it many times on the show, and, you know, it just seemed that blueprint of anything you want in any relationship? How do you want it? What do you want? You know, things that please you don't please you. A closed mouth does not fed. At the end of the day, you got to say what you want. That's it. That's it. I mean, for me, what you got?
That's key. And, you know, that is my favorite phrase, a closed mouth don't get fed. And what's the sense in having miserable sex or unentertaining or sex that's not going to give you pleasure, you know? And these things also, too, they deepen your intimacy. You know, we talk about a lot of it from the physical aspect, but it deepens the intimacy. It deepens the relationship. It deepens the bond, you know, when we're able to tell each other what it is that we want and not be concerned with the fact that somebody's going to throw a label on us or say, oh, you're nasty or you're this or you're that. I am me and I am a sexual being. I'm a sexual creature and I'm really okay with that. And if you're not okay with that for me, then maybe you're not necessarily the person for me. And that's another thing. You have to make sure that when you have a drive that is a certain kind of way, you need to find that certain kind of person so that you're not giving up the things that you really, really care about, because sex is that bond that unites you with your partner, and you know that's the way that you guys connect and release. So it needs to be that we are pretty much on the same plane or the same field. And if we're not, I'm willing to bring you up and you can bring me up. So just tell me how you like it.
Listen, great show. I'm going to do something. Next week's show, I'm going to call this show. I mean, if you don't mind, Jackie,
no.
Open yourself to love. What I mean, open yourself to love.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes if you can block your blessings, you have to be open. Do not let your past dictate your future.
Absolutely.
Oh, damn,
take those walls down. Don't let your past dictate your future. You know, let those walls down and don't let the baggage from the last relationship impede on something that's happening now. Don't miss out on something beautiful because you had something that was horrible.
You know what? Enough said. Let's say goodnight. We'll play the commercial. We out of here. Great show. Let's talk about
it. Great show. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relations, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.